That must have been so hurtful for Bonnie to see you raising somebody else's child when you are being abandoned.
So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. Hey, it's Michaela. Welcome to my podcast, A Vampire Book Club. Please expect spoilers from The Originals, Legacies, and The Vampire Diaries. Today is going to be a special episode. It may be a bonus episode. It may be a full episode. It may never air. It may be the first to air. I don't know yet. However, it's going to be a happy Mother's Day episode. I'm going to be talking about the three best mothers and the three worst mothers in the Vampire Diaries universe, according to me, according to my own opinion. So the three best mothers, we're going to start with number three. It's not really in any certain order, but they are my three favorites, and I really wanted to include Catherine, but I couldn't think of a fourth worst mom, so I just left it with three. Catherine is a good mom in the end, and I think that's a good honorable mention, but my three top moms are Liz Forbes, because Liz Forbes is, you see her as this like workaholic mom in the beginning, but no matter what, she always cares about Caroline and tries to be there for her. Sometimes in life, like, your parents have to do things and it takes time away from you, especially their jobs. Unfortunately, that is the way the world works. And she also, her dad had left at that point, and they were closer. She even mentions, like, if I needed boy advice, I would go to dad since he's actually successfully dating a man, which is like, burn. I think she's just an emotional, moody teenager. But Liz is a great mom. Liz is always there for her. Liz accepts her and saves her from her dad when he comes. Liz has a tough time when because she finds out two separate times that Caroline is a vampire. And the first time she finds out, at first she's like, kill me or compel me, Damon, because I don't want to live knowing this about my daughter. And she tells Damon to keep Caroline away from her because that's not her daughter. And Caroline's hurt, and Damon's like, you don't have any idea how wrong you are about that. And then her and Caroline sit down and they have a real conversation. And Liz really sees how strong she has become. And they even, like, she always protects Caroline in her town. And she forgave Caroline for giving her sped up cancer. And she saved her from Bill. She even takes care of Elena and Jeremy for a little bit at some point when their parents die before Jenna took over. And I wanted to include Jenna too, but these are the three I picked. Sorry. There was just more good moms, honestly, than there were bad moms, which I'm surprised about, to be honest. Or moms that weren't moms that filled in for moms. And that brings me to my second one, which is Caroline. And she is a mom that filled in for a mom, but also birthed them. So that's why I count her. It's like a platypus who's a mammal because while they lay eggs, they make milk, you know? So, like I said, Caroline and her mom have great moments. They eat for picnics outside of the boundary. When Caroline can't go home, she makes Christmas special for her. She makes sure that Stefan loves her. She makes sure that she has somebody to look out for her when she dies. Caroline is a good mom because Caroline is dating Stefan at this point after her mother dies. And she, first of all, without her consent, without her knowledge, She gets these babies magically transported into her uterus that we did not know could work. And not only does she continue to remain the surrogate of these twin babies, because she was at the wedding where these babies' mother was being murdered by her psychotic brother, Kai Parker. And she's at the wedding, and the coven knew they were going down, so they were trying to save the future coven. So the coven was like doing the spell to get the babies transferred into an indestructible womb, aka Caroline's. And Caroline is the surrogate for these babies. And then she's not expected to do anything else. Alaric is grateful for that. And before anybody says anything about Alaric and Caroline's ship, it wasn't real. I don't care about it. They were just acting as a family, and it's hard to go through the motions and not care about somebody who's helping you with your kids when they have literally no blood to them. So she continues, and even Klaus is like, yeah, okay, that sounds just like Caroline having two fetuses grow in her uterus and then just bye. And it wasn't. She stayed there and she raised them. She moved with Rick because Rick made a promise to Joe that he would get the kids away from that. And they eventually learn that it's not like none of them belong in a normal world, because none of them are normal, including Rick. He's already too deep in. He misses it. So they do that. And Caroline also, so she's fighting. She's in the last episode of Legacies, and that's it, because Candace King had her own things to do, like have her own babies and stuff and raise them. So she did that. And she also, that's why they wrote the storyline in, though, because she was pregnant in real life and she's a vampire and it's impossible. And I think they were actually planning to do that storyline with somebody else, but they just made it work for Caroline. Which is why the love interest thing got weird. Because it was supposed to be somebody appropriate for Rick. Even though Joe was perfect and they should have kept that. So in Legacies, she's mentioned a lot and she does take the twins. She's involved in their lives. She's actually searching for a solution to the merge because she doesn't want to lose one of them. She's a great mom. And then my third favorite is Haley. She is a great mom. She gets put into this psychopathic world. She was not raised by a mom. She had foster parents who threw out the second she turned into a wolf and they saw her for what she truly was. So she has searched for family her entire life. And in that moment, she's giving birth and she's reading the letter that she wrote to Hope. She's saying, like, I never want you to feel the way I felt. And she doesn't want her kid to feel abandoned or not taken care of. And then she's in all this danger. So she has to do what she has to do. And you can say she's a bad mom or a shitty character, but she's not. It takes a lot of courage to give up a baby to a woman you barely know, whether that baby, especially when the rest of their family is coming after that baby. She comes up with that solution because she doesn't want her to be in danger. She doesn't want people to keep trying to kill her. So they fake their baby's death and they get rid of their enemies and then they bring her back, and the mother is still trying to come after the baby. Klaus's mother, Esther, which is like a horrible thing. But through everything, Haley is really there. For Hope. Haley loves Hope. Haley does everything, even hard decisions like taking her away from her vindictive evil father to keep her safe, which she did have, like, it was necessary. I feel like it was necessary. They weren't communicating very well, but they eventually end up working out on their co-parenting and doing really well. And she never says anything bad about Klaus, even though he, like, is, my abandonment issues are triggered by watching some of the episodes in the originals. She's like, he loves you. It's just not safe for you. Or he just doesn't, you have to tell me these things so I can help you through it. And she always teaches her to be her authentic, true self. And she owns her kids' mistakes. And she goes to the werewolves. And the lady's like, are you, like, after Hope turns Henry into a hybrid or gives her blood, she's like, well, I need to know one thing. Are you here as a Crescent or are you here as a Michelson? I'm sorry. I'm a little emotional today. And she's like, I'm here as a mom. And that was like, okay. And it was really cute. She owns her kids' mistakes because that reflects on who she is. And she does everything she can. And even in the end, she dies for her because she doesn't want her Hope to give up her true self. She wants Hope to be authentically her. And she's willing to take away a part of who she is so her daughter doesn't have to. Which is, like, really sad as well. And technically, like, being a mom isn't easy. Not technically, it's actually not easy. And no matter what decision you make in motherhood, it could be out of the kindest, nicest place of your heart with love, and it may damage your child beyond repair. So she's just doing the best she can. And I see a lot of people hating on her, but I think she's a great mom. And I think that she did what she had to do to keep her baby safe at all times first before anything else, which is big for me as a mother and a child who didn't feel safe. As a mother who wants her kids to be safe, that's huge. Over her own needs, over anybody's needs. She tried to
put Hope first.
She got thrown into this Michelson drama, and she did choose family because of Elijah and because of, she's never felt family, but she knows that they all love her, love Hope as much as she did in the end. Freya basically plays daddy to Hope most of her life until Alaric does. But anyways, that has nothing to do with this. So those are my top three favorite moms, good moms of the show. Like I said, honorable mentions would have been Jenna and Catherine. So now we're going to get to the worst three moms. And the first one, and these three are in probably in order for me. So the first one, like number three, is Abby Bennett. We don't find out about her until season 3 or 4. I can't remember what season, but when we do find out about her, I want to say it's season 3 because Stefan just took the coffins and she's the solution. The witches tell Bonnie that she is the solution to the coffins, to opening the coffin, because she is the one who put Michael in the coffin for Elena, because she was Elena's mom's best friend, which Elena didn't even know, which is kind of weird because you think her mom would bring it up, but maybe her mom was sworn to secrecy or couldn't. So she abandons her kid because her magic's gone, basically, because that took all of her magic, which is horrible to do. So you left her with her dad, who doesn't understand magic at all, just because you can't get yours back. And then not only that, but she's raising her ex-boyfriend's kid, who doesn't have a mom or a dad. Well, her kid doesn't either. The show starts out with Bonnie living with her dad, but really Graham steps up for her. And I don't know if it's because she's going through the magic journey, but then all of a sudden she doesn't live with her dad. It was like more assumed that she lived with her Grams, which was weird. And then like 4 years later, he's back trying to give her rules. And then all of a sudden the mom cares too. It was just very weird. She was very, and then Bonnie's there trying to help her mom, like, go through this transition. with Caroline, and Bonnie had to go leave to help Rick with something. And when Bonnie gets back, Caroline goes in and she's like, how dare, like, you're really going to leave her again? Like, I can show you how to be a vampire, but I cannot show you how to be a good parent. And you know what? She's like a very, Caroline is a very good advocate for, like, parenting all around. However, Bonnie didn't deserve that. Bonnie had nobody, and her mom's just like, poor me. She didn't even know her own mother was dead. That must have been so hurtful for Bonnie to see you raising somebody else's child when you are being abandoned by that person. And she does care about her mom throughout the show, she's mentioned, but it's just, like, weird how, like, she tries to bring her back and, like, stop her when she's going through it. Like, stop her from saving Jeremy and Elena when she lost her magic from Elena. Like, and hasn't been there. Neither one of them are there, and they're trying to tell her what to do. Kind of messed up, but that's really not how parenting works. You can't just be a parent when you want and then not when you don't want. You're just a parent 24/7, and that's how it works. So my second one is Lily Salvatore. So ultimately, I think she loved some more abandonment issues. So ultimately, I think that she loves her sons. I think that she was abused and was going and planned on taking her kids, but didn't want to kill them. And then I think the more she got away from that life, the more she became free, which I get on some level, but they were also vampires. You have people checking up on them. They deserve to know you were alive. And then when they do come back, she has like this whole other family that she's been fighting for like years, including Enzo, by the way. She doesn't abandon any of them. And when she keeps saying things to Damon, like, you're my... And Damon does suck sometimes, especially to her. But you know what? That's her fault. She's an ass for leaving them and then not coming back for them and then pretending to come back for them. And all her heretic babies. She tells Damon, you took my oldest son from me. I wanted to punch her in her face. She's like, I have no interest in helping you with Stefan unless I'm reassured that my family's going to come back. Like, what about them? How can you say this to him? You are, like, breaking his heart right now. She chooses to abandon them over and over. And she's mean. Eventually, she comes to her senses because she's just manipulated by abuse, it turns out. Again, with both... Oh, I can't remember their dad's... Julian is the other guy, but what is the dad's name? Julian and... It'll come to me. Whatever. It's like right there. But the more I try to think about it, the more it goes... Can't think about it. So, Giuseppe Salvatore, got it. Giuseppe is basically, she tries to break free at one point from them, and she bought train tickets to get away and to leave with the kids, and he basically catches her and beats her, and she can't leave. But so, she should have went back for them. And, like, when they were in London, when they meet Enzo or whatever, and, like, she abandons Enzo, and she welcomes Enzo into her family, but not her own sons, which is awful. And I get, like, she didn't have to go through their defiant stage, so, like, she really should have just let them have their defiant moments for all the hurt. Like, Damon was being a better parent when he gave her the speech to say... Like, Stefan Salvatore is, Damon. He made me cry. When he says that speech to her, I'm just like, okay. Like, I'm a ripper too. I don't know. It was cute. Damon's cute. He's a psycho and a child, but he's cute. He acts like a child. Okay, so however, he... I love when they're like, Elena, you're not going to meet the two loves of my life's mother. I'm going. anyways, okay, so the worst mother. No surprise, I'm sure, to anybody. Esther Michelson. She is nasty all the way around. She trades her first kid into slavery. And she justifies not going after this first child because she didn't know being a mother. She didn't know what it meant to be a mother. Although when she lost the child was 5. She was pregnant. She had 2 children and pregnant with another. So not really an excuse, because that's motherhood, honey. I would never just let somebody take my child and not fight every second and every moment of the day. So that's your first clue. She sucks. Because, like, if that were true, like, then you realize it and then you fight back and you kill your sister if you have to, because your sister's a grown adult and this is an innocent child. And she swore her not only that firstborn, but every firstborn child in the Michelson line, which is not even hers to make, but okay. So then after Freya is taken, she now has Finn and is pregnant with Elijah. And then she also now, so now she has Klaus, Cole, Rebecca, and Henrique. Henrique dies. And that's when she's like, no more kids are getting lost. You guys are going to stay alive forever. And that's when she forces them to become vampires against their will, forces them to become monsters who drink blood and kills them, creating this whole vampire thing that we got going on with a spell against everybody's advice. She did not care. She did what she wanted. She did kill her kids and her husband to become vampires. And I hate how she's called the original witch. I mean, I get why, because she made the originals, but she's not an original witch. There was witches forever before her. She's horrible. She just, like... So now she's... hates her kids. She always hated Klaus. She made him... she didn't hate him, but she always made him hide his true self of who he was forever. And ever and ever. Which is, like, not healthy for anybody. Because she was trying to hide her own discrepancies. She was very selfish. Didn't care about anybody but herself. He killed her. Klaus killed her in cold blood because of... she banned his wolf side after they became vampires and everybody found out she hurt him. And banned again a part of who he was. Not with just a bracelet this time, or a necklace, a starling necklace, but with magical spell that was forever. He keeps her in a coffin, and when Stefan gets the coffins and is able to break her free, she throws a ball and gets Elena to help kill them all again. She's willing to kill all of her children. And then again in the originals, you see her trying to... She has Finn, like, Finn is almost like a boyfriend to her and not a child. Like a spouse figure. And she has tortured and hurt all of her kids in one way or the other. She uses Rebecca's body to get what she wants in the original, I mean, in the Vampire Diaries, and then in the originals. She uses her daughter's body in the Vampire Diaries to get Klaus to go to a thing so she can kill them all again. She tries to kill them multiple times. And then he... when Klaus cries to... like, when Klaus says to Esther, like, you came for my child. I was like, oh my God. Again, like, if somebody took my kid, I would have fought them. Like Klaus and Haley do. They fight, they run, they do what they need to. And still, like, she tries to sacrifice hope because they have to make her part of the ancestors. Like, she's not saving them. She's not helping anybody. Like, if she's this med... But then eventually she comes around and she does take her sister out so, like, they can live. But she's awful. She is the worst. She hates her children. Why can't the rest be like you, Elijah? Or you, Finn? And then... She sucks. But hope you all have a happy Mother's Day. Bye.